dangerous and deadly weather. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. A powerful storm system has left at least 11 people dead across the South.
A lot of wind, both across the southern plains, extending from Texas and Oklahoma, across Arkansas and parts of Louisiana, and then into the southeast and Ohio Valley. Hundreds of wind damage reports.
Aaron Gleason with the National Weather Service. The storm brought torrential rain and, in some areas, hail the size of golf balls. On the northern side of the storm, snow is falling. The Detroit area could see up to a foot of snow. Power outages are widespread. Russia could be close to its first major victory in Ukraine in more than a year, now that the eastern city of Bakhmut is nearly surrounded. Yesterday, the White House announced another aid package.
A big chunk of this latest patch of aid for Ukraine, $400 million, is going to be in artillery shells. That's something Ukraine sorely needs. But at the same time, Ukrainian leadership is pushing for attack aircraft.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Also yesterday, the White House welcomed Germany's chancellor. NATO is increasingly concerned about China's cozy relationship with Russia. An appeal is in the works in South Carolina as Alec Murdaugh begins serving time for killing his wife and one of his sons.
Real people were murdered. Real people died. A family was destroyed. A community was torn asunder. And people lost faith in the criminal justice system. I hope that this case restores their faith and sends a message that no one, no matter who you are and what your station is in life, is above the law.
State Attorney General Alan Wilson. Actor Tom Sizemore has died. The 61-year-old suffered a brain aneurysm last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
We're learning more about President Biden's routine physical last month. White House doctor Kevin O'Connor says a skin lesion that turned out to be a common form of skin cancer was found on the president's chest. The doctor says all cancerous tissue was removed and no further treatment is required.
O'Connor deeming the 80-year-old to be healthy, vigorous, and fit during a February exam, noting Mr. Biden has had several localized non-melanoma skin cancers removed prior to his presidency, caused from sun exposure.
Fox's Christine Goodwin. The president has apparently changed his mind about traveling to East Palestine, Ohio, the site of a toxic train derailment.
He's planning to go there at some point. What he's going to do is we're going to coordinate with state and local officials to make that trip occur.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Republicans have criticized the president for not visiting the site. The chemical spill happened 4 weeks ago. The administration continues to field criticism over its handling of our southern border. Senator Katie Britt of Alabama was part of a GOP delegation that toured the Rio Grande Valley yesterday.
Under the failed policies of the Biden administration, every state, including my great state of Alabama, has become a border state.
Earlier this week, the White House unveiled a new rule that largely bars migrants from seeking asylum if they traveled through other countries on their way to the U.S. More problems near our northern border. More than five dozen Mexican nationals have been rescued from a human trafficking ring in Canada. Police say they were lured to Canada with the promise of good jobs, but once they arrived, they were forced to live and work in deplorable conditions. Five suspects are under arrest. Two others are being sought. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.